Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Great advice. And I think, you know, one of the reasons, in my opinion, at least from my experience working with brands and podcast hosts, has been the fact that, to your point, they keep the content very authentic, very fresh. So then they build this community that trusts them. And the reason why it tends to work for brands when they partner with these podcast hosts is because the host already build the community that trusts them. So if they're going to say, hey, I used Roma Leaf CBD, for example, and I love it and it works so well, most likely most of the listeners are going to be inclined to try it if they're thinking about trying CBD. So going back to, it's more to me, it's like the modern way of word of mouth advertising, you know, which has
it's like
decades.
Totally. And, you know, speaking about Roma Leaf, you know, I heard that they might even be selling candles pretty soon. And, you know, it's just, it's word of mouth. Somebody had mentioned that maybe, and I was really excited because, boy, that's another opportunity to find a really quality product that I would use in my home.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. You'll be the first one to get a gift of our CBD candle.
But you could see that this is, you know, it's in conversation. You know, how many people do you talk to a day and say, by the way, you know, if we had candles that smelled really nice, would you buy them?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody else has them. But these are unique because these have the golden touch. You could take anything. Let me tell you, you could take anything and make it exciting. And that's the point that I love about marketing.
Yeah.
My dog here, Elton. When I tell people that Elton was created for us through artificial insemination, they freak.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't know when I got him. I didn't find out until after I bought him. And, you know, I said, how did you get a dog this size? Because they're usually giants. And he says, well, we had a 10-pound this and a 20-pound, you know, whatever. But anything that's new and novel, we call short-term novelty. And that's really important to have, keep things from being stagnant, short-term novelty. Imagine going into your home and saying to one of those, you know, machines, you know, play the Beatles song, Help. Okay, now play it again. Yeah. Now play it again.
So before we hopped on this interview, I remember you telling me the four things that people need to succeed. And I think it's super important. I really would love for you to share it with my listeners.
Sure.
You know, the first one starts with time, right?
Time.
Uh-huh.
Ideas or innovation. Money. And the one I've been talking about is implementation. So the question is can you use three of those instead of four? Can two of them work? Can one of them work? So look at it. Okay, so if you have time and nothing to sell and nothing to give, doesn't work. If you have time and you have ideas and innovation, that's great, write them down, but there's no place to go with it. Let's skip money. Now you have time and you have ideas and an innovative thought and you want to put it out into the world and make money with it. Well, at least you're doing something about it. You're implementing your time and your idea. And if you don't have the money, but you have a great novel idea, there are people that will invest So the money aspect can either come from you or it can come from another resource. So time, ideas, money, and implementation. But out of all four of those, which one do you think is the most important?
I think idea. Well, no, that's a tough question because I've been in, I've been in a situation where I've had a great product, great idea, but then I didn't seek out investment at the right time. By the time I was at a point where I could have taken the company to the next level, I was burned out. I was tired. I was exhausted.
Time.
Yeah.
And we have families and we have jobs and we have so many hours in the day and we have to clean the kitchen and do all this stuff. And then you're going like, okay, now I'm gonna, and then there's the other thing. Why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this in the first place? What's the objective here? What are you trying to get? Do you want to make money? You know, you need money to make money. Do you want to be a famous person? Well, in order to do that, you need to expose yourself and meaning, you know, tell people that you exist.
Right, spend money.
Then we have a whole nother concept. And in marketing, we call that the marketing mix, which would be your product, your place, your price, and your promotion. And we can all take that and turn it into us. So if we're promoting us, we're the product. Where we want to work is the place. What we want to get paid is the price. And how do we tell people we exist? Through promotion. And so, I'm touching on all kinds of little concepts. All of this, Philip Kotler has, there's so many books on this. But you know, the thing about it is that you can read and read and read and read. But if you don't implement your idea, then you're just going to be a knowledgeable person that's read a lot of books.
I love that. That's great advice. And that sort of takes me to a time in my life where back in, I want to say 2010, I started getting into podcasts and I really wanted to have my own show. But I kept thinking I'm not ready. I kept thinking I need more information. I need more experience. I love talking about business, entrepreneurship, and marketing, and just everything related to startups and technology especially is just so interesting to me. But I kept thinking I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And then a year ago when I got approached from one of the networks that reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in having an entrepreneurship show on our radio station? That's when I was like, I'm going to do this, whether I'm ready or not. And so I think implementation is one of the most instrumental steps in anybody's journey when they're starting an entrepreneur journey. But I do agree with you. Time, money is also important because if you don't have the money, some things cannot be implemented. And if you don't have the time, then you can't implement it. My question for you is, how can a person figure all this out and decide if they have the capabilities to do this and make sure all four are there in order for them to succeed? What's one methodology, thinking, or a way for them to sit and focus? What's one thing that they could do to be able to at least prepare themselves mentally and say, okay, I'm ready to take this on before they jump in?
Well, the slower you go, the faster you grow. So it's better to plan the dive and dive the plan. you can't just jump into the water and not know what's underneath. So you have to do your research. You have to really get into it. You're not ready until you're ready. And the fact is, it's not about just opening up a website and saying, here I am, come and buy my product. There's a lot of work involved. And, you know, sometimes you have to be the creative one and do constant contact or, you know, what do they call it? Webinars, and, you know, and send out constant contact mailers, although people don't really open those. You know, we're getting so many emails a day. You know, we're getting phone calls. We're getting, and even in 2010, and I wrote, I have a book that I kind of started, I used for my graduate program. And it says that we're being bombarded from every direction. So what we do now, what we've learned to do in the last 10 years, is we now know how to put our hands up and make walls and only accept things that we're interested in and block out everything that we're, you know, that doesn't interest us. So the point is that no matter how much you hit your head against the wall, if people aren't interested in what you have to sell, if you're selling cats and I'm looking for a dog, I'm not going to be on your website very long. So the fact is that you have to hit a target audience. You have to target to those people that your research has shown would be interested in buying your product. And I equate that to a funnel. And you have a million people coming in and falling into the funnel. But you know, only a couple people fall out. And those, you have a million prospects, but you know, conversions, people that are going to start buying your product or watching your product, is going to be very few. However, now you have traditional legacy media that is used, and that is word of mouth, and they tell other people, and you know, and this could magnify. So there is no quick answer for anything. One student once came up to me and said, you know, what happens when you spend $60 million on marketing a movie and it doesn't work? Nobody comes to the theater. What do you do? And I looked at him and I said, you try something else, because you can't just, you know, put your head down and say, I lost. There's always an audience. And whether it's now or down the road, I mean, Netflix has an audience. They have a captured audience because people weren't going out for 2 years. And all the product, they started running out of product. So they're buying product from all over the world. I've watched Polish films, Italian films, films from Peru. I love it. Israel. Germany. I love it. It's so exciting for me, you know, to get the translation. And it's just really great stuff. But once again, you have to get your target. Because I lost my train of thought. I can just keep talking about everything.
And that's a great point. You know, understanding your, creating an avatar, understanding your customer, and usually I love creating avatars, you know, because I want to envision my customer and I want to know their psychographics, what their habits are, how old they are, where are they hanging around, so that when you are trying to reach them, you know exactly where to go and how to do it. And you know, and I it's so interesting sometimes as a marketer, I have that mentality that anything can be marketed, right? Like, it's just being creative and really thinking of a way that, hey, all I'm doing is shining a light on this product or service. That's all I'm doing. And hopefully somebody who can benefit from it will learn about it. And
I tested your theory.
Yeah. And so going back to, I guess, you know, what do you do when a $60 million marketing campaign fails? You just keep going. And I think
you try different things.
Yeah.
So I once did an experiment in one of my classes where I said, how many people like plain yogurt? And nobody rose their hand. Nobody likes it. I said, how many people like strawberries? Hmm. Oh, people don't eat yogurt at all because they just don't like the taste. And like everybody raised their hand. And how many people like strawberries? Everybody raised their hand. I said, if I put the strawberries in the yogurt, how many people in this class would at least try it?
Right.
And 3/4 of the people in the class said that they would try it because it would be a unique experience. And that's kind of, there can only be so many unique experiences. And once you have a unique experience, I just hit my dog. Once you have a unique experience, then you can create a habit. When you create the habit, they keep coming back and you don't even have to reach out to them. So the whole idea now is to have unique experiences, new presentations, short-term novelty, and plan it. Don't just like hip shoot it, plan what you're gonna do. It's the, and computers work this way. Computers absolutely work this way. What do you do if this happens? What do you do if that happens? Yeah. And they're called nested red. Yeah. Then that must be blue. If right. This is green, then go on to here, So you have many, many folk different directions to focus on. However, if you're really good, it may seem like you're going a million directions, but you're really going one. And that's exciting for all the other people because it's novel and interesting. And the fact is, you know, you have the control. Going back all the way back to the question was, do you want to be in animation or do you want to be in motion pictures? Hmm. More control with animation, and you don't have that much control because you're dependent on everybody else.
Right.
In marketing, if you're doing your own marketing, then you are totally in control. And if you're in control, then you have to do all the work in order to get to the place where you can start to grow. And there are all kinds of other things. You'll have me back another time and I'll talk about life cycles and about how products are placed out into a whole campaign about wine that after 120 days, they pulled the wine off all the shelves.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll explain how they figured out and became the most popular wine. And I was involved in this, but it was really an interesting thing. Well, you have to remind me, but I'd be more than happy to talk about that aspect of it. The what if, should have, could have, you know, and there you go. What else?
Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
What else would you like to know?
I think at this point, how can the listeners get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you directly? Where would they go?
They, you know, that's a tough one because I really, really don't have any place where I'm available to talk to people other than in the universities. They can go to my website, which is www.philshaps.com. But I really don't have the time, you know, anymore to mentor anybody. I have approximately 50 students in one school, that's 2 classes. And I have another 50 in another school, which is 2 classes. I teach social media in one university and I teach marketing strategy, consumer behavior, management, leadership. But I'll tell you something, I had to market myself.
Yeah.
To get to where I am. And I'm telling you, it's comfortable and it's nice, but I had to start from day one. And the first thing I had to do was, I didn't think I can just go into a school and teach. I said, look, I got 30 years of marketing experience. Look at my resume. And they go, yeah, but you don't have a master's degree.
Right.
Oh, so I went and got a master's degree. It took me a year and a half. All right. And it just keeps going on. And then
I love it.
I got the master's degree and nobody said, I said, now what do I do? And somebody said, well, you know, why don't you teach online? And I said, that sounds like fun. And I started at one school and then I went to DeVry and I went to this one and this one. And I was working 7 days a week and I had full-time jobs in two universities and adjunct and the whole thing. And the way I got my work was by bypassing human resources. And I went directly to the head of the dean of that business group and said, hey, I have something you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I have years of marketing experience and I was on the marketing team for over 400 films. And they went, whoa. Okay. So the fact of the matter is that I became the product and I knew the target and I went after it. And you know what? It doesn't always work. But right now I have more work than I could take. I can't anymore. In fact, I need a break. I'm planning a trip.
That's amazing.
I'm planning a trip to Kenya, Africa next year. So I don't know what we're doing with this little guy, my dog. But anyway, I would love to, you know, do another one of these.
We will.
Or as many as you like. I really am, you know, you and I are good friends and I am more than happy to be here. And, you know, if you have questions that people have, we could do those.
I would love that.
And then, you know, just different things that I can help your, you know, your viewers and or people that are coming to your, you know, to your website. So that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil, so much for your time. I appreciate it and all the great advice you have given us. We would love to have you back again. And thank you.
Well, I only came here because I heard you were going to have candles. And you told me if I did this, you would give me a candle. I am really looking forward to that, by the way. I think that's
going to be very, very successful. I'm excited. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted you to, this is a great opportunity. You have no idea how much I enjoy this. To me, this is like more fun than, you know, than anything. I really love, because my quest was to give back and you gave me a vehicle to do that.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. You've been so inspiring and it's so wonderful to hear your not just your experience, but the advice that you have given us that is so simplified, because marketing can be very, very complicated and you've simplified it a lot for us. Thank you. And like you said earlier, you're very busy. So we're going to try to get you back on the show so that the listeners can learn from you here on the show, because obviously you're teaching and your schedule is pretty booked. So we're honored that you came. Have a wonderful day and thank you so much again.
You know, you are so nice to have me do this and I'm sure we'll see each other soon.
Thank you.
Candles.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5. FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.